Declared dead by a French court in 2017, Jean Puchon has spent the past 4 years trying to prove she is alive. French officials, however, disagree. My name was Jean. It is still Jean, after I've been declared dead in 2017, said the 59-year-old. She cries at times when explaining her story and what she plans for when she will officially be alive again. It all started, Puchon said, when the family received a letter 4 years ago from a court saying mistakenly that she was dead. The letter also said she owed money that her husband had to pay. The letter was part of a legal process launched by a former employee of Puchon's cleaning business. It has not been easy or quick to fix the mistake. Puchon is unable to work and afraid to leave her house because she does not have an identification card or social security number. She lives as a recluse. Some of the family's belongings were taken by the courts, and all their saved money has gone to trying to get things back to normal. My life, well, it's nothing. I feel I'm of no use. I'm nothing and I'm of no use. And this is hard, Puchon said. She spoke to Reuters in the house she shares with her husband, Pierre Jean, in a small village near Lyon in southeast France. Now the courts are looking at her case again. Puchon and her husband have begun to have some hope, but it will still take months. The courts must overturn their decision, and a judge must recognize, officially, that she is not dead, and never was. She has great dreams for that day. I know exactly what I will do. I will get a health check, because I know some things are wrong with my body, she said. She said that she could not see a doctor because she does not have a social security number. She has several health problems, including having lost most of her teeth. I would so love to be able to bite into an apple. I would love to have teeth. I would be so happy, even if they were to give me 2 dentures. I would be happy to have teeth. Her other dream is simply to be able to enjoy life again, at home, with her husband, Pierre Jean. He is sure things will be put right. Hope is what makes us carry on, he said. Eventually, the outcome will necessarily be in our favor. I'm Anna Mateo.